KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be clear to partly cloudy today and breezy, a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you at the prices you need, the service you deserve. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak report the arrest early this morning of 22-year-old Amanda Joy Huebner of Red Oak. Huebner was taken into custody just before 3 a.m. in the 600 block of East Reed Street on a charge of credit card fraud in connection with an earlier incident. During her arrest, Huebner allegedly resisted arrest and was subsequently charged with interference with official acts. She was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash bond. Authorities in Red Oak report the arrest late last night of 45-year-old Kristen Marie Hughes of Red Oak. Hughes was taken into custody at around 10:40 p.m. on a charge of serious domestic assault. The woman was being held without bond in Montgomery County Jail. Police in Red Oak arrested 23-year-old Daniel Austin Heinen of Red Oak Sunday afternoon. Heinen was charged with simple assault after police responded to 100 East Oak Street just before 5 p.m. to investigate a reported possible assault. Heinen was booked into Montgomery County Jail and held a $300 cash bond. And police in Red Oak Saturday evening arrested 31-year-old Jana Marie Rolofson of Red Oak. She was taken into custody just after 8:30 p.m. in the 400 block of East Coolbaugh Street and charged with breach of peace. Rolofson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Authorities in Pottawatomie County say a Nebraska man was arrested on burglary and assault charges Sunday following an investigation into an alleged break-in and assault at a residence in Council Bluffs. Bluffs Police Sergeant Ben Roth said 26-year-old Artavius Witters of Omaha was charged with burglary in the third degree and serious domestic abuse assault, along with obstruction of emergency communications. Police responded after the Pott County Communications Center received an open 911 call from 345 14 4th Avenue at around 11:45 p.m. Sunday. Officers arriving on the scene located Witters, who was leaving the residence. An investigation revealed Witters forced entry into the home and allegedly assaulted the resident, 26-year-old Aubrey Smith of Council Bluffs. Roth says that Witters and Smith had previously been in a relationship together and had a child together. Smith suffered minor injuries during the assault but did not require medical attention. Witters was taken into custody without incident and booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. A text message scam that's been around in various forms since at least 2011 has hit the Shelby County area. Numerous residents received messages on their cell phones Sunday and earlier in the week stating that their debit or credit card had been blocked or suspended. The message provides a fake link, which, if accessed, requests your account information. A similar scam hit Cass County twice in March. You should not click on that link and delete the text message. If you have a question about your account, call or stop by your local bank branch. And if you've accessed the link and provided information, notify your bank immediately. Wells Fargo's website has numerous tips to prevent you from becoming a victim of fraud. Never take action on a request for your personal information, including account numbers, passwords, social security number, or birth date. And if you receive a text message expressing an urgent need for you to update your information, activate an account, or verify your identity by calling a phone number or submitting information on a website, again, do not respond and delete the message. Those messages may be part of a phishing scam conducted by fraudsters in an attempt to capture your confidential account information and may be used to commit fraud. In news from over the weekend, an assistant soccer coach for the University of Nebraska women's soccer team was killed Saturday morning during a crash on Interstate 80 in Cass County. 31-year-old Peter John Underwood of Lincoln, Nebraska, was traveling on a recruiting trip when the eastbound car he was driving was hit by a pickup truck traveling in the wrong direction on Interstate 80 near the Marnie exit. Underwood died at the scene. The crash happened at around 7 a.m. Saturday. The State Patrol says 49-year-old Paul William Marshall of Modale was driving a pickup truck that struck Underwood's car head-on. Marshall was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital and later flown by helicopter to a hospital in Omaha. The accident remains under investigation, but alcohol is suspected as a probable cause. University of Nebraska officials said Underwood had just completed his fourth season with the Nebraska women's soccer program, serving the last two as full-time coach and the previous two as a volunteer assistant. He's survived by his wife, Austin, and their two young children, daughter Lila and son Jude. And taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Betty Lang, age 86, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Betty Lang will be held this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. S.C. Hall, age 95, of Baird, died Thursday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for S.C. Hall will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has arrangements. Bart Webb, age 92, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Memorial graveside services for Bart Webb will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Jeffrey Jeff Richter, age 52, of Atlantic, died Friday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. A funeral mass for Jeff Richter will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. John Camisi, age 58, of Oakland, died Tuesday at the Oakland Manor. Family and friends will gather for a remembrance of John Camisi on Saturday, May 23rd, at the Vernon Bar and Grill in Cedar Rapids from 2 until 5 p.m. Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Beth West, age 57, of Avoca, died Tuesday at her home. A private celebration of life service for Beth West was held on Saturday at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.